produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Welcome to our program, God Can, presented by Pastor Stanley Moodley, Senior Pastor at Faith Center Ministries International. This program will give you practical tips and foundational biblical principles to propel your life to new heights with Jesus Christ. Listen in now with your host, Pastor Stanley Moodley.
We greet you in the wonderful and precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as we go on through the Word. Psalms chapter 60. Oh God, you have cast us off. You have broken us down. You have been displeased. Oh, restore us again. You have made the earth tremble. You have broken it. Heal its breaches, for it is shaking. You have shown your people hard things. You have made us drink the wine of confusion. You have given a banner to those who fear you, that it may be displayed because of the truth, that your beloved may be delivered. Save with your right hand and hear me. God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and measure out the valley of circles. Gilead is mine and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the almut for my head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom I will cast my shoe. Philistia, shout in triumph because of me. Who will bring me to the strong city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, O God, who cast us off? And you, O God, who did not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for the help of man is useless. Through God we will do valiantly, for it is he who shall tread down our enemies. What a wonderful and beautiful psalm. As we pray today all over South Africa and the nations of the world, this is an urgent prayer for the restored favor of God. How we need the favor of God now, church, more than ever before. I want us to know that it is important for us to pray for our nation, pray for our government, pray for our leaders. Pray for our president. This is a time to call on God to restore his favor upon mankind, to restore his favor upon South Africa and every believing nation of the world today, and every believer to be restored with the favor of God. Like David says, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Take not your Holy Spirit away from us. This should be the cry of the church. This should be the cry of the nation. Take not your Holy Spirit away from us, O God. Restore unto us the favor. Restore unto us the joy. Restore unto us, oh, the joy of the Lord. The word of the Lord declares in Psalm 67, God be merciful to us and bless us and cause your face to shine upon us, that your way may be known on earth and your your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you. Then the earth will yield her increase. And God, our own God, shall bless us. He shall bless us, and the ends of the earth shall fear him. Church, I want us to know today that your nation, our nation, has a kingdom destiny. The Apostle Paul stood up in front of a group of philosophers in a pagan city and preached this amazing message found in the book of Acts, chapter 17 and verse 26. God has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth and determine their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings so that they should seek the Lord. Hallelujah. Church, you were appointed, you were chosen and appointed to live in a particular time and place. The boundaries of your nation were set from before the beginning of time in order that man might seek and find the Lord. We are placed and positioned here in South Africa for purpose and by purpose of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I want you to know that your attitude and, in fact, your involvement as an intercessor and spiritful Christian in towards the purposes of God in our nation at this time is a major part of our own spiritual destiny and inheritance. This is the time for the church. This is the time that we must get together right where you are. I want you to agree with me and come together to the point where we can bring back the favor of God to the nation, where we can bring back God's favor by humbling ourselves and praying and crying out, Lord Jesus, have mercy on us. Later, as the Apostle Paul is about to give up his life for the gospel, he writes an instruction to his son in the faith, Timothy, his spiritual son and new apostle and elder in the church. He says this in the word of the Lord. He says to Timothy, his son in the faith, therefore I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Hallelujah. Church, we must pray for our leaders in government. As the Bible says, as Paul says, for kings and rulers and governors. This includes our president, Cyril Ramaphosa, and his leadership and the government. We must pray like never before. Pray for the church. Pray for the nation. Pray, pray, pray for the restoration of God's favor upon mankind. Prayer is the first assignment to the church when it comes together. First of all, church, I exhort, Paul is letting his protege know this is what the church is to do when they come together. It is no different in our day. In this time of crisis, in this time of adversity, our first assignment should be prayer, because God has one vehicle and two methods to advance the kingdom of God here on earth. The one vehicle is the church of Jesus Christ. The two methods are prayer and proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are to pray for our government. We are to pray for our rulers, our governors, our premiers. Pray for our leaders. Pray for our government, for our kings, and all those that are in authority, for the purpose of spreading the gospel through the preaching of the word. This is not a self-centered prayer. This is not an ambassadorial. This is a prayer as an ambassador of Jesus' church today. We need to pray and pray like never before. The focus is not so that we can be happy in our four little walls. It's we can live in a society that is absent of chaos and repression and suppression in order of that liberty. The spread of the gospel through preaching is loosed, and all men may be saved. Therefore, the exhortation to the church to pray for good government is inexplicably linked to the advance of the kingdom of God. This is a scripture. The Bible does not recognize the separation of church and state. In fact, the Bible indicates to us that the condition of the state is contingent upon the condition of the church and vice versa. Listen, church, like never before, we need to pray for the state, pray for the nation, pray for South Africa. In Matthew 18, 19, Jesus tells his people again, which includes you and me. He says, again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Church, this word agree means to harmonize, to get together. But it's the Greek word from which we get our word for symphony. And I want you to know today, it's not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And the scripture clearly says, if he hears us, he will answer. And Jesus said, if he hears us, we have what we ask. Hallelujah. You shall ask, and the Lord will give to you. You shall ask, you shall call, and the Lord will answer your prayer today. And I want you to know that a right relationship is essential for effective praying. Right relationship to God. We come to Jesus Christ in repentance, in continual humility and submission to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we need to be in right relationship with our God, and we need to be in right relationship one with another. We must love one another, because the gospel of Jesus Christ is all about love, church. And I want you to know that it's time we pray. That's Psalm 60, for the Lord to restore his favor upon mankind. Matthew 6:14, we find Jesus emphasizing right relationship in the context of answered prayer. The first principle of right relationship is forgiveness. Jesus said, when stand praying, first forgive. Now that's right relationship. You know, I've been watching comments on Facebook and other social medias at this point in time and at this point of crisis in our nation. We shouldn't be attacking one another, church. Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You see, the church is the only army that wounds its own soldiers. Church, I want us to come to a time of togetherness. Pray for the body of Christ. Pray for all pastors. Pray for all leaders of the gospel of Jesus. Let us lift high the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let us advance God's kingdom here on earth. At this time, we must get together, love one another, and share the gospel message that Jesus Christ is Lord and Jesus is King, church. And I want you to know today, it's not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord, the spirit of God. And church, as David put it in Psalm 60, urgent prayer for the restored favor of God. We need to understand. Because when you point fingers at one person, you got four pointing back at you. And so the command of God to humble ourselves and cleanse ourselves in order to come to him that our prayers be heard always comes home. And I want to interject something that I believe that the Lord wants to bring us is an attitude correction to massive segments of His church. Right relationship is not just with those in our immediate family or circle of friends. Remember what the Apostle Paul said in his sermon to the philosophers in Ephesus. God has given us a national destiny to fulfill. Patriotism and national identity is actually a part of our spiritual identity in the eyes of God. There is an attitude that is rampant today in which it has become especially spiritual to be critical of our nation and our leaders. I want you to know today that I am South African. I am African and I am patriotic to the nation that I live in. And we all got to do that. We need to obey our leaders. I want you to know today that self-righteous arrogance has caused many Christians to end up agreeing with the very Antichrist behind much of the secular, progressive, and politically correct that are trying to tear apart the godly fabric of our nation. And I believe that God wants to make a shift so that the church can be fully blessed by getting on His page. Urgent prayer for the restored favor of God. Hallelujah. We must become a powerful force for God's purposes in our hour and in this generation. We must be glad to be born in this country. We must be blessed to have been born in this nation for this time and for a time such as this. We need to humble ourselves and harmonize with the scriptures, lifting up our leaders, our government and nation, that we might as a people fulfill His purposes for His glory on earth. Church, we are the salt of the earth. In fact, according to the scripture and what Paul is instructing Timothy in his letter, it says, they that have sinned. It's we that are responsible for the state of our nation, not sinners. What scripture teaches is that the church is the salt of the earth. And it is when the salt loses its savor that ungodly men are able to trample over it. In Matthew 5:13, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. Again, we need to understand that the state of the nation is contingent on the state of the church. And the state of the church plays directly upon the state of the nation. It's the will of God that a nation have godly good government, that the gospel might be preached and salvation may come to all. Church, we are in an important time in the history of the church. Mark 9, 49 to 50 says, "For everyone will be seasoned with fire and every sacrifice. You know that your life is a living sacrifice, acceptable to the Father. But did you know that your prayers, your tithes, your offerings, your labor for the gospel, your labor to build the church are sacrifices and offerings upon His altar? Every sacrifice will be seasoned with salt." And Jesus said, "Salt is good. But if the salt loses its flavor, how will you season it? Have salt in yourselves and have peace one with another." I want to encourage you at this time, right where you are, as you get your family together, and if you could at this time stand with me, and if you could join hands with your family, and let us pray together. Psalm 60, urgent prayer for the restored favor of God. Urgent prayer. In fact, that's the caption on the psalm if you turn to Psalm 60. Urgent prayer for the restored favor of God. There must be an urgency. There must be an urgency. We are being bombarded with news, with genuine news, fake news. We're being bombarded with social media, WhatsApps, Instagrams, Facebook messages, We are being, our minds cannot take this anymore. This is a time that we need to turn to prayer. As David says, urgent, urgent prayer for the restored favor of God. If you found favor missing in your life or your home lately, now is the time for us to come together and pray. Hallelujah. Will you join me in prayer? Wherever you are, pray. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I bring before you today the families of Faith Center Ministries and all those who join us on live stream today. I pray, dear God, for the Spirit move upon their lives, because we are crying out in urgent desperation, in urgent prayer for the restored favor of God upon our nation, upon our people, and most of all, the restored favor of God on the body of Christ, on the church of Jesus Christ, that the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, be made manifest, that the kingdom of God will continuously be expanded and advanced like never before. We come against principalities, we come against powers of darkness, we rebuke the devil, and we come against the snare of the fowler in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that no weapon formed against, Lord, the child of God, no tongue raised against them in judgment shall stand. I pray, O God, today for the protection of the saints. I pray for the protection of the body of Christ. I pray for the restored favor in the name of Jesus. I pray today, O God, that you touch our people. If there's any sick amongst us, I pray for healing. I pray for deliverance. I pray for salvation in the name of Jesus. I pray, O God, and come against the spirit of evil. We pull down the walls. We bring down strongholds. We bind this evil one in the name of Jesus. And we say to coronavirus, the name of Jesus is above every other name. This coronavirus, this COVID-19, the most spoken about subject in our world today, shall be destroyed by the blood of the Lamb of God. I pray, dear God, and come against the spread of the disease. I pray, oh God, that we'll be able to flatten the curve. I pray in the name of Jesus today that this disease or this virus shall be wiped away from the face of the earth. Dear Lord, I repent on behalf of the nation. And I say, dear Lord, today, hear our cry, hear from heaven, and heal our land, heal our earth, heal our world. I pray, Lord, that this time will be a time that we will begin to gather and to know you and to love you and to serve you more. We'll look to you, Jesus, as the author and the finisher of our faith. Dear Lord, today I bring before you the nations of the world. I bring before you every grace pastor around the world today and the body of Christ at large. I pray, dear God, for the Spirit of the Lord to move like never before. I pray, dear God, that this will be a time that you will prepare us. Prepare your body for revival, for an end time revival. Prepare us, Lord, for your coming like never before, we pray. That even in this time, in this moment, the desire will be for an harvest of souls. That even in this time, we can say that the harvest is truly plenteous and the laborers are few. We pray to the Lord of the harvest to send laborers. And dear Lord, today we bring before you all of the people in our nation that are in essential services. We bring before you, Lord, our medical staff, the doctors and nurses, medical practitioners, dear Lord, that put their lives at risk I pray for the protection of the blood of Jesus Christ upon them. I pray, dear Lord, for every man, woman that is in the forefront of this battle to combat this virus. I pray for the protection of the blood of Jesus upon them. And dear Lord, we are thankful for their service and their sacrifice. We bring our police force. We bring our army. We bring our president, Cyril Ramaphosa, the health minister, Zweli Mkhize, the cabinet ministers. I pray in the name of the Lord our God that you will give them guidance and wisdom for such a time as this. And dear Lord, I pray for a divine intervention that this virus will be swept away. We pray for a vaccine for medical scientists to create one. And I know, Lord, that the answer comes from you. So I bless your name, O God, and I praise you.
For more information about Faith Center Ministries International, call our offices on 031-464-5839. That's 031-464-5839. Or visit us at 341 Stella Road, Malvern.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.